Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at The It's Possible Guy. Today is episode 180, and it's entitled, Experiment and Find Your Own Rhythm of Life. So here's what people do, guys. Everybody's looking for the answers, okay? But they're looking in all the wrong places. So there's this old Sioux legend that, and this is one I'm reading from my mentor's book called Supercoach. And it's called, it says, in ancient times, the creator wanted to hide something from the humans until they were ready to see it. He gathered all the other creatures of creation to ask for their advice. The eagle said, give it to me and I will take it to the highest mountain in all the land. But the creator said, no, one day they will conquer the mountain and find it. The salmon said, leave it with me, and I will hide it at the very bottom of the ocean. But the creator said, no, for humans are explorers at heart, and one day they will go there too. The buffalo said, I will take it and bury it in the very heart of the great plains. But the creator said, no, for one day, even the skin of the earth will be ripped open, and they will find it there. The creatures of creation were stumped, but then an old blind mole spoke up. Why don't you put it inside them? That's the very last place they'll look. The creator said, it is done. The wisdom of the ages is inside of you. Now, I'm not entirely sure exactly how that works. Like, I do believe that before we came to this earth, we learned stuff, and maybe that stuff's deep inside of us. And I definitely believe that the spirit can teach me all the things that I need to know. You know, so between the spirit and whatever I learned beforehand that I might have sort of access to, I don't know, we can do pretty well. But what most people do is they look to other people and they copy what they are doing. That's not what I want you guys to do. I don't want you to copy my life, because my life is not going to work for you. My life is customized for me, and I'm led and guided by and to that life by Heavenly Father. And so I don't want you guys to copy my life. What I do want you to copy is living from this guided space of this wisdom that comes from Heavenly Father. Absolutely. I want you to live from that. And my hope is that these conversations inspire you and lift you up and help you. You know, and so it's interesting. So as you guys know, I went to London. I've been back now for almost a month. Well, after I got back from London, it took me, probably almost a few weeks to get back into any sort of rhythm. Well, that's probably because, I had a decent rhythm before, and I had not a very good rhythm afterwards. Like, everything has a rhythm. Can you imagine? Now, I know some of you guys are going to hate me for saying what I'm about to say next, but I have heard, and if I'm wrong, forgive me, but I had heard something like, if you take the band Korn, spelled K-O-R-N, and if you put their music into a type of software that, you know, reads music, it'll basically say it's not music. Because, you know, the beats are off or something's off. Well, that doesn't, like, so rhythm is very important in life. And also, it never stopped Korn from producing many, many albums, and I never thought I would reference Korn on my podcast because I never was a fan. But they do have some really cool music videos, like one called Freak on a Leash. Don't care for the song. The music video is really cool. So even if you watch it muted, it's like a bullet going through all this stuff, and it's pretty fascinating. Anyways, before I got off topic, like, yeah, guys, there is a rhythm for life. If there was no rhythm to a song, like, Have you guys ever, this is probably a better example. Have you guys ever been to a concert, or especially if you're a musician and you get somebody, like people start clapping along and almost everybody is off beat because most people just don't stay on beat. And, you know, it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And it just feels off and it feels uncomfortable and it feels a bit just yucky. Well, that's us too. There is a certain rhythm, a certain way that each of us, if each of us lives our life, we're going to do pretty well. You know, and so for me, one of the things I've been experimenting with is the rhythm of my life. You know, and so for a long time, I don't know. So here's what happened with me. I would live my life. It was working pretty well. And then I hear somebody talk about some great other way to live your life. I mean, even with my own mentor, he said, you know, I don't really block out my day. I don't plan my day. If I have appointments, then I have them there. But it's not like I block out and plan my day. You know, basically he has a list and he just picks whatever he wants to do next on the list. And he just does it. Well, so I tried to use that for me. Now, I want to be very clear. My mentor is very adamant about saying, do not take anything I ever say as a prescription. Which, what he really means by that is, if I ever say anything about my own life, don't necessarily copy that and do it in yours, because it's not going to work. Well, it's interesting because I took, you know, I say to people, essentially, it's like, no, I just kind of live my life and I do me. Well, that's not entirely the case. I mean, part of that case is instead of going from the point of asking, well, what would, you know, this consultant or this trainer or whatever do in this situation? Instead of asking that question, it became, you know, what did Michael Neal do in every situation? Well, what would he do if he was talking to this person? What would he do? But he's not talking to that person. And he's not living my life. And his life is different than mine. And he's got different things to fall back on. He's got different education of life. But I would just kind of, so I tried that. I was like, oh, well, if Michael Neal doesn't need a plan, then Joseph doesn't need a plan. It was a horrible experiment. It didn't work for me. You know, I tried, and I would be so overwhelmed with all the things that I thought I had to get done, or, okay, well, if I'm not planning, what am I doing? Well, then I tried a different experiment. And the different experiment is that I like to have some sort of a plan, at least where I'm at in my life right now. I'm not telling you guys to do this. I'm telling this so it will inspire you to live your rhythm of life however you want. Well, for me, it actually works out very well having sort of a plan. And so lately, I've been starting to plan the day. You know, generally it's the day before, and I just take, I mean, we're talking less than like 2 or 3 minutes, guys. Because most of my stuff is already somewhat of a concrete plan. Like, I generally plan my stuff in about 45-minute blocks of time. That way, if I get quote-unquote off track, I don't have to fill in an hour of space. And you gotta have space to breathe. I mean, a fire is only able to light and burn because it breathes. If you don't let a fire breathe, you will not start a fire. And maybe even especially when we're starting something new, we need a little bit more space. And so I have blocks of time in 45-minute increments. My 8 o'clock block of time is the time to write my book. If I do not write my book at that time, it plenty of times does not happen. My 9 o'clock block of time is time to study coaching. It's to study the art of coaching. It's to become better at what I do. Now, there's plenty of times that I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, no, I need to be working. I need to be doing whatever during that time. I need to be creating clients. Well, let me ask you a question. If you took a bath and that once every month, how well is that going to go for you? And how well is that going to go for the people around you? we all have so much overthinking, so many challenges in our lives and everything else that we go through the day and we just kind of, we lose our edge. You know, like you, if you use a knife all day, you're going to lose the edge of that knife. Well, you've got to sharpen that edge again. And so for me and the work that I do, that's really important. Now, there might come a day that I'm just floating and I'm flying and I'm soaring and everything's doing amazing and I don't even have that time slot anymore. Maybe. There might come a day that I decide to stop writing books. I don't know. But I really love that time to write books. And I really love that time to study my coaching. And then on top of that, generally when I'm studying my coaching, I've got certain rehab exercises that I still have to do. Like physical rehab, just to be very clear. And also just to stay in shape. So like during that time, as I'm listening, I might be stretching. I might be, you know, doing some shoulder exercises. I might be doing lots of other things. Well, that works for me very well. Now, if somebody happens to call and want to talk during that time, do I say, well, no, I'm busy studying and coaching. I can't talk to you about you wanting to hire me as a coach at this moment. Now, I could, but generally, like, this is a loose schedule. I love something that Quincy Jones, the famous music producer, said. I don't know all the stuff that he's done, but he's done quite a bit. He did the soundtrack for Austin Powers, which is a great soundtrack, even if you don't like the movie. It's got some, you know, really great music in there. And so, yeah, like, yeah, so he said, no matter how tight the music, you have to leave space for God. And I would say that even with your schedule, you've got to leave space. If I have my schedule so jammed packed, it's not going to work out very well. Because there's no space. There's no creative space. So anyways, I do that. And then I just barely started an experiment. And you guys can do with this what you will. But on Sunday, one of my friends, she gave a church lesson. And in the church lesson, she shared, and every time this girl teaches, like, it's just amazing what the Spirit's able to teach me. But it says a Greek word of, so this is a Bible dictionary definition of repentance. For those of you who don't know what that means, it's just, you know, it's a guide to study the scriptures. It's what they say about repentance. The Greek word of which this is the translation denotes a change of mind, a fresh view about God, about oneself, and about the world. Wow. I was floored. Repentance is about having a fresh view of myself. It's not about me burning in flames and being sent to hell. And that's so cool. Well, I started thinking, and it was like, you know, something else happened recently. I found out that somebody I knew that a person close to them had died in a fluke accident. Like one of those accidents, I'm not going to be descriptive, but like one of those accidents that a zillion other people have that exact same occurrence and it's not a big deal at all. And then this person has the occurrence and it's a big deal. I just want to say, because I feel too, if somebody dies in a fluke accident that millions and millions of other people have survived, especially when they're just living their normal life, they're not doing anything crazy, or like they're literally just living their life. And I mean, just being very clear, it was not a car accident. This was something that happens to people all the time. If somebody dies in a fluke accident, it was probably just their time to go. I mean, and I find comfort and peace in that. And for sure, I absolutely feel for the people that this person has left behind. I mean, and just being very clear, it wasn't self-inflicted. It wasn't anything like that. This was literally just run-of-the-mill, something you do every day, and there was a fluke accident. Well, I don't know what happened between that experience and between hearing this lesson, but what the Spirit said to me is, hey, Joseph, I think it's time that we take a closer look at your thoughts and your beliefs about life. Now, I know many of you that listen to this podcast. First of all, thank you for listening, especially those of you that have been here since the beginning. Like, thank you so much. I know plenty of you guys cannot afford coaching or don't feel that you can. Well, there's a coach out there that's entirely free. And I have set aside an entire block of time to sit and talk with Heavenly Father about my hopes, about my dreams, about my beliefs, about whatever, about my view of the world, about my view of Him, about my view of all this stuff. And I blocked out this time in my schedule. Now, one of the days there was plenty more to do that Heavenly Father needed me to do, and I didn't take that same amount of time. But I will tell you this. Since I started this experiment like 4 days ago, my life has been infinitely better. The amount of peace and calm and joy that I've experienced have been amazing. It's like last night I went out with a group of friends and we went to one of our friends' parties, and then after that we went to a huge fireworks display for the city of Mesa. And it was so cool because I'd been down there before, but my buddy was like, oh no, there's like an entire festival inside. Because I just kind of sat in a parking lot and watched the fireworks. And you go in and there's an entire festival happening. I was like, what? That was there all along? And maybe I'd been there before. I mean, I've lived here a long time, so I might have been there at some time. But we went yesterday and I was like, oh, this was awesome. I want to totally come back here next year, if as long as I'm in town. Wow. Well, what if I told you that same awesome experience awaited you? And really connecting with God about whatever it is you believe in, and checking in with Him and saying, well, I always thought you were a vengeful God that might smote people, and like, whatever it is you want to say to Him, you can take it. And so, but what I was going to say, actually, so it gets so much better the closer you get to the experience. So the closer you get to Heavenly Father, the more beautiful experience of life you have. I mean, and just being honest, I've had quite a few hard things happen in my life. And if I'm being entirely honest, maybe at times really didn't want to talk to Heavenly Father. I mean, certain times I probably wanted to say, well, you guided and directed me this way, and it couldn't have worked out worse. Now, I don't actually believe that, because the end isn't here. Like, Heavenly Father really does know where He's guiding you. He knows where He's leading you. And the sooner you just get out of the way, the better off you are. And by get out of the way, I mean our head. Get our head out of the way. And I have so much overthinking. Actually, one of the things that this particular instructor mentioned was, she had a series of note cards, and she said, you know, write down one of the things that you're struggling with and turn it over to God. And I wrote down overthinking. And then all these cool things happen. So, you know, thanks to her. It really has. It has been, I have had so many beautiful experiences this week. Even last night when I was out with these friends, so many times I'd overthink what to say. You know, if something was funny enough to say, what are they thinking? And that was to such a less degree that it was very noticeable. And I had such a wonderful, amazing time. So if that happens to be an experiment that you want to take on, I couldn't recommend it anymore. Now you might be thinking, especially like if you work for yourself or something else, I don't have that level of time. Take any amount of time you got. Doesn't matter how long or how short. I mean, one of the days I was just so entrenched in that experience. Well, the first day I sat, like, actually, one of the things I used to love to do is just sit on my bed and talk to Heavenly Father. This started when I was a young performing missionary in Nauvoo, and I did it for a while. And then I stopped for a long time. And so I kind of started on Monday just sitting on the top of my bed, just sharing with him. And by Tuesday, and by the next day, I was kneeling down and sharing with him, probably because I felt the profoundness of that experience. And then the next day, like, and even the next, like, and I think I did it yesterday. It was 4th of July here yesterday, so I guess it was 4th of July probably everywhere. But it was such a beautiful experience. You know, and then the other block of time I have set aside is after that of just taking another block of time and doing whatever I feel inspired to do. So it's like I'm learning with training wheels. Like, I would love to get to the space where I'm just guided and directed and everything, but right now that feels a bit overwhelming for me. And I've tried it, and it felt very overwhelming for me. And it didn't work out. But by just having that 45 minutes, I'm learning to train that muscle. You know, like when you go to the gym, as long as you're in the gym, I mean, I go to the gym 6 days a week, guys. Like, that's how important it is to me. If I'm traveling, it's less. But if I'm home, I'm going to the gym 6 days a week, lifting weights. And on top of that, I play basketball 3 to 4 times a week. I love it. I really, really enjoy the life that I live. And I'd encourage you to enjoy and love the life that you live too. There's so many amazing things about your life. And if you want to take time and set aside and just do whatever you feel inspired to do as well, try it. And so I do that. And then after that, I have my lunch. And then after lunch, I actually have another block of time set aside for the It's Possible Challenge, which is just picking up. And if you guys follow me on social media, you'll notice there have not been any videos because I'm creating the entire video now instead of doing them day by day. It makes much more sense to me. And I was feeling so much pressure because I wasn't learning as fast as I wanted to learn. And I can only learn as fast as I learn. But it's interesting because I've been learning a song called All My Life on the piano. And some days I'd show up at the piano and, like, I'd play 4 beats, 1 measure, over and over and over and over and over, and it felt like nothing was happening. And then I just kept going, and a shift happened, and now I can play that part effortlessly. And then I got to the next measure, which was pretty much the measure right after that, and it's like, oh, wow, now I got to learn this. And then I also noticed the more I thought about how hard it was, or how I couldn't do it, or how it wasn't working, I would literally physically get tired, and I'd have to go take like a 15-minute nap to just refresh my head. But when I don't overthink, and now that I'm seeing, oh, it just works that way. Yeah, it's a new measure of the song that I haven't really learned. Okay, yeah, it's gonna feel that way. And so it's been really cool. You know, and then after that, I usually have, you know, different clients, or I'm creating clients. And then, you know, plenty of times at lunch, I'll just go to the gym so I can get that done, get it out of the way. But that's kind of my schedule, guys. And when I run my life by that rhythm, it feels really good. And when I don't, it really can. It can get a bit rough. Now, granted, if I get off track, do I need to freak out? Do I need to get upset? No. Is the purpose of me telling you this to do exactly as I'm doing? You know, that song, do as I'm doing, follow, follow me. Anyways, I'm guessing only part of you know that. But I don't want you to do as I'm doing. I want you to do what you're guided to do. If you want to give an experiment to any of the things I've shared over today, for sure, go give it an experiment. But I don't want you to treat anything I ever say as gospel. Anything. You know, I saw this amazing movie, and I may have mentioned it before, but it's called Escape from Germany. And it's how the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, right before World War II, they wanted to get all their missionaries, those guys in white shirts and name tags. And also, just in case, because some people don't know this, if you actually want to talk to them, you're welcome to literally walk up and talk to them. You don't have to have permission. You don't have to have anything. Because I'd heard that from somebody recently that they didn't know that you can just walk up and talk to them. Yeah, they're happy to talk. Happy to talk to you about anything. And they have an amazing message to share with you. But, you know, so in this movie, they were trying to get all the missionaries out of Germany, and it was like James Bond tied to, you know, this escape plan. Like, it was incredible. Like, it was just incredible, incredible. And the thing that I probably loved most about it is how many rules it broke, in quote-unquote the regular mission rules. Because we live our life by a series of rules, guys, that we didn't create. You did not create the rhythm of your life. It was created by those around you. Why does it say this about repentance in the Bible dictionary? Because when we change our minds, have a fresh view about God, about ourselves and the world, our lives are going to be amazing. And so start looking at your life and seeing, well, is this working for me? If I'm sitting and playing a video game and I'm getting super, super frustrated as I play it, it's probably a good sign to stop. It's like, hey, you're not enjoying this, but instead it's like, no, I've got to win before I quit. Why? So you can win some virtual tiny game before. I mean, I've gotten locked in that loop plenty of times. And I'll probably get locked in that loop again, and it's okay. The more you allow the rhythm of your life to just be the rhythm of your life, the better off you're going to be. The more space that you create in your life. You know, it's interesting, like in a lot of really nice houses, and you know, if you happen to have been inside one of the temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, it is not jam-packed. There is so much spaciousness. I believe spaciousness creates opportunity, wisdom, inspiration, all that stuff. Now, granted, if you only have a small space right now, do what you can. Hey, I don't have the biggest space right now either, and it's okay. Sometimes doing the tiniest thing to your space changes things. It's like I moved, you know, a while ago, I moved a file cabinet to a different part of my room, and I put a beautiful shelf in there instead, and it really, really opened up the room. And I love it. I love, love, love it. And I remember when that happened, I was so grateful to be able to get that shelf. You can do what you can in your own space, but I would really invite you this week to experiment and play with this rhythm of life and just see what happens. And if you want to take on an extra invitation, I would invite you to go talk to Heavenly Father about your views of life. And if you don't believe in a Heavenly Father, like that's okay. Talk to the universe. Talk to inner wisdom. Talk to whatever it is that you need to. And see what you can do, because change of mind doesn't just happen. It's like, I mean, it does just happen, like, but we can't necessarily control it. It's not like I put in this many units of understanding and change happens. It's just like once I see the world and myself and God differently, you know, it's like there's that quote that says, you know, we can either believe in a, you know, it, a benevolent God or not? Or something along those lines. I was just going to let that quote float, but I looked it up, and the full quote from Albert Einstein is, I think the most important question facing humanity is the universe a friendly place? This is the first and most basic question all people must answer for themselves. For if we decide that the universe is an unfriendly place, then we will use our technology, our scientific discoveries, and our natural resources to achieve safety and power by creating bigger walls to keep out the unfriendliness and bigger weapons to destroy all that which is unfriendly. And I believe that we are getting to a place where technology is powerful enough that we may either completely isolate or destroy ourselves as well in this process. If we decide that the universe is neither friendly nor unfriendly, and that God is essentially playing dice with the universe, then we are simply victims to the random toss of the dice, and our lives have no real purpose or meaning. But if we decide that the universe is a friendly place, then we will use our technology, our scientific discoveries, and our natural resources to create tools and models for understanding that universe. Because power and safety will come through understanding its workings and its motives. God does not play dice with the universe. You know, I think about it in terms of my nieces and nephews. I would never gamble on any of them. I would never do anything that could even possibly be for their not good. That would even possibly hurt them. So I can imagine that Heavenly Father wouldn't do that with you. Your life is customized. The Lord knows exactly what He's doing with your life. And the sooner you get on board with the speed of God and your rhythm of life, which are one and the same, you're going to do so much better. You got to stop listening to everyone around you telling you not living the right way, not doing things the right way. When I'm feeling this rhythm of life, I want to come in here and share with you guys what's going on. And so, thank you guys so much for listening. I really, really invite you to play with some of the things that I said today. You may even want to listen to this one again. I really loved the stuff that came through me and the stuff that I'm seeing. And I would just invite you to play and experiment with the rhythm of your life. I mean, unless your life's totally working for you already, then just keep doing that. I mean, if you're feeling like really peaceful and joyful, that's what I mean when I say the word feeling good. Somebody once told me, like, Joseph, you say feeling good all the time, but that means so many different things to so many different people. It's like, oh, well, I mean feeling joyful and peaceful. That's what I mean. It's that combination of joyful and peaceful that is just awesome. Just so awesome. Anyway, guys, you guys have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you later. Go play. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back, and go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come and in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co, and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.